See, thank you, musicians. Thank you, choir. And makes me wish I could sing. I know you. Those who have heard me wish I could too. Six unchanging reasons for Thanksgiving. I hope that you and your family are planning on or are able to enjoy a wonderful time at Thanksgiving, whether you're traveling or staying at home. And just know that it's a very special time. There are many memories, those of us who have been around for a while have, of Thanksgiving and the holidays. And some of my sweetest memories as a child were the holidays. But I want us to share this morning from a biblical viewpoint why we ought to rejoice and celebrate and praise God for Thanksgiving. And it's not just because it's on the calendar. It's not just because the Indians met with the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock and had a turkey sandwich. It's not because of any of our history. It's because He alone is worthy to receive honor and glory and majesty and praise. Thanksgiving, first of all and foremost, above all other things, ought to be a time of saying thank you to God for His wonderful blessings on us in every area of life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, now listen very carefully. In everything, give thanks. Now, if I were to pause right there and not go any further, somebody might say, well, Brother Jackie, if you knew how hard it was for me to give thanks, if you knew all the stuff that I'd gone through, and I can look out at this congregation, and I'm aware of a lot of the stuff that you sweet folks have gone through and are facing. But the truth is, the things that we rejoice over are not the reason for, the things that are difficult are not the reason we rejoice in Thanksgiving. We rejoice because greater is He that is within us than he that is within the world. We rejoice because we're children of the living God and of the loving Lord. In everything, give thanks. Not for everything. You don't thank God for your trip to the dentist. At least you probably don't anyway, but by the way, we've got a fine dentist. But 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There's a big difference in being thankful for things and being thankful in things. Being thankful in things all around us means, Lord, no matter what comes in this world, no matter what happens at the Pentagon, no matter what happens in Washington, no matter what happens in Nashville, no matter what happens wherever you've placed me in the world, I'm going to rejoice because I'm a child of the living God and I'm more blessed than the world can ever know. So just for a few moments, I want us to share some reasons why we ought to be thankful sure enough at Thanksgiving and some things that maybe would do us well to consider together for a moment. First of all, I want to suggest under the six unchanging reasons for Thanksgiving, we ought to thank God and praise Him for our perfect salvation and our wonderful Savior. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 5, so also Christ glorified not Himself to be a high priest, but He that said unto Him, Thou art my Son, today have I begotten thee. And He said in another place, as that thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. In John 14, our Lord left this wonderful word to the disciples, I will pray the Father, and He will give you another comforter, another parakletos, a coming alongside one, that He may abide with you forever. And in Matthew chapter 28, of course, that very familiar passage, our great commission, go ye into all the world and teach and preach the gospel, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Sometimes, and the choir sang about it this morning, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. Sometimes we get so used to the grand old story, we lose track of the majesty of the grand old story and the fact that we serve a perfect Savior. We don't get saved just to go to heaven, though thank God, and we're going to talk about that in a moment, thank God for the promise of a home beyond this home. Heaven is a real place. It's not something in somebody's mind made up. It's not some fictional story. It's a real place, the real streets of gold, the real walls of gates of pearl and walls of jasper, a real place where you don't have to go to the hospital because you don't ever get sick. A good place you don't have to go to the cemetery and put flowers all the time, because there ain't nobody going to be there when you get there, because they'll be raised in alive in Christ. But the most wonderful thing is we rejoice at Thanksgiving because we have a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who's defeated the grave and come out of the grave and has conquered the grave, and he's our wonderful, majestic King. And if we didn't have anything else to give thanks for, we can give thanks for the fact we serve a risen Savior and a glorious Lord. Let me give you a little family thing that recently we've been blessed by. About 2 years ago this week, our youngest son married a lovely young lady, and they have a wonderful family. She's got 3 children, and he's got 3, and that's a house full when you get them together. But I remember one of the times we were first over their house after they got married. It was the kids' bedtime, and all the kids sat around the living room, and part of what they did before they went to bed was each of the children talked about what they were thankful for and then prayed and thanked God for the wonderful blessings that we have. And I thought, Lord, what a wonderful model of what it means just to simply give thanks, because we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. He leads me all the way. Thank God for the resurrected Christ, our perfect salvation. By the way, He's washed away all of my sins. In fact, I like what the preacher said many years ago, that Jesus has washed away all of our sins and put our sins in the sea of God's forgetfulness, and put up a no fishing sign, said don't go back because you ain't got any business of going back there anyway. The sins are under the blood. We've got a wonderful Savior who's coming after us one day, one glorious day. The trumpet of God shall sound, and the shout of God shall echo through the earth. And He's going to call the church out of this old world. It's going to be called the rapture. And He's going to come in the glory of all of His majesty. Why should I give thanksgiving? Because I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He's living. He leads me all the way. What a Savior. What a King. And folks, if you're here this morning, and however else you may be blessed, if you've never given your heart to Jesus, you have yet to discover life's greatest treasure, life's greatest blessing, life's greatest wonder. Give thanks because we serve a perfect salvation. We serve a perfect Savior who's provided a perfect salvation. And I like this one. We serve a risen Savior and we worship God. We give thanksgiving and give thanks on Thanksgiving because of God's precious promises. It wasn't too long ago I preached a series of sermons on the precious promises of God and how wonderful they are. And of course, you already know where I'm going to be going on this one. Talking about and singing about the promises of God. And the hymnal is full of wonderful hymns about standing on the promises of Christ my King through eternal ages. Let His praises ring. Glory in the highest. I will what? Shout and sing. Sorry, Bobby, I spooked your mules, didn't I? Glory in the highest. I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. I'm grateful that God is the God who makes promises, but He keeps His promises to us and doesn't break a one of them. And those promises are many and they're wonderful. Whereby are given to, for 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Now listen, that by these promises you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. I'm so grateful. God keeps His promises and He's able to keep them and He will keep them, and not a one of them will fail. We rejoice and we give thanks because we serve a perfect Savior. We serve a God whose promises are precious. And I like this, Romans 3. We serve a God and give thanks because of God's perfect provision. Paul said in Philippians 4:19, and again, don't miss this, but my God shall supply, what's the next word, church? All your need, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, when I need encouragement, You send encouragement my way. When I need healing, You're the great physician. When I am in need of a word from God, thank God that Your perfect treasure of the Word of God speaks to my heart. You're a wonderful God who perfectly meets my needs according to Your riches in glory. Now, you know, I've never had, in fact, if they did, they kept it a secret. gotten some wonderful people in our family through the years, but I don't know of anybody in my family who was incredibly wealthy. Like I said, they may have been, and I just didn't find out about it. But the truth is, we've all been blessed so much beyond measure. And He's given us everything we'll ever need. But I've got a father who owns all the cattle in 1,000 hills, and He owns 1,000 hills as well. He's a God who's a perfect God, a wonderful God, a majestic God, a promise-keeping God, a perfect salvation God. He's a God of matchless power. We give thanks because His power is above all the others that we speak of. I can do all things, said Paul, through Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because He is God's powerful man. I was talking to somebody the other day, and somehow the subject came up about the crime in the streets of our city of Memphis, and I got tickled. I listened to the news the other night, and there was a segment where they were rejoicing because there was a new festival and some parades going on downtown Memphis. Now, folks, we ought to thank God for our lawmakers and our leaders, but I want to tell you, downtown Memphis ain't the safest place to stroll. In fact, the other day, Libby felt led to go shopping. And she wanted to go to the mall. I said, sweet Jesus. Even the police don't like to go to the mall. But as a good husband, we went to the mall. And I carried my pistol with me. It's a toy pistol. It doesn't work. I don't fancy strolling down the streets of a crime-packed city. But if I had Muhammad Ali by my side, you remember Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali? I'd say, bring it on, boys. I got somebody by me handling the thing you throw at us. Thank God we can give thanks because of God's matchless power. He's a strong God. He's a mighty God. He's an enough God. And there's no problem we'll ever face, no obstacle we'll ever come across, bigger than or harder than our Lord to deal with and to give victory over. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. The fifth reason for rejoicing in thanksgiving and praising the Lord is God's abiding peace, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Peace I give unto you, peace I leave unto you, not as the world gives, but my peace I give unto you. I know one of the things that sometimes we forget is people that we meet all the time are going through storms. All kinds of physical storms, emotional storms, relationship storms, financial storms. Thank God for a salvation and a Savior who gives peace in the midst of the storm. And thank God for the Sea of Galilee. And thank God for Jesus being in that boat when the disciples were with Him. And they said as the storm came up and the wind began to blow and the rain began to fly around and fall hard. And the storms were coming. And the disciples woke up and woke Jesus up and said, Lord, you're sleeping. Don't you care that this storm is upon us? You ever had one of those don't you care moments? Lord, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my load is heavy, when my burden is hard to carry, Lord, I wonder where's the peace of God? But thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the conqueror of the storm, and pretty soon he'll get you through the storm because he's a wonderful Lord and he's another reason for giving thanksgiving. Our perfect salvation in our Savior, Jesus. God's precious promises for which we give thanks. God's perfect provision. God will supply all of our needs. God's matchless power. I can do all things through Christ. God's abiding peace. Peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. But let me talk to you just for a moment about God's perfect place. God's perfect place. I had the privilege just a few weeks ago of sitting down at the table across from one of my realtor friends who also is a member of the church where we used to go when we were serving in evangelism, First Baptist Millington. And Dennis Wages was our realtor, dear friend. He's also a member of our board of directors for our ministry. And Dennis and I were talking. I said, Jackie, I bet you miss your house in Millington on Royal Mews. And as you're leaving out of town, it's a wonderful little place. We had 5 acres. We had about an acre pond. Had a couple of horses. And now I want you to get this in your mind. I want you to picture your pastor riding a horse. Now, I do confess to you that I had to quit. The ASPCA filed a complaint. It was called cruelty to animals. But then it said, boy, you had your little haven in the country, didn't you? And I said, aye, we did. 5 acres in the pond, as I mentioned a while ago. It's a beautiful place. But folks, let me tell you something. It ain't nothing to compare to the one I've got ready for me. God's getting ready. There's a place of pure delight. A perfect place. Lord, it's going to be without flaw, without problems, without the stain of sin. That perfect place. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Why do we give thanks and unceasing praise? Because of our perfect Savior, His precious promises, His perfect provision, His matchless power, His abiding peace, and God's perfect place. You see, and with this we close this morning, the thing that we need to keep in mind is after all is said and done, all that really matters, when we've taken our last breath and we've closed our eyes for the last time, all that really matters is what did you do with Jesus? What did you do with Jesus? For that'll determine where you spend eternity's days. Eternity, eternity, eternity. And if you are saved, and maybe the old devil's gotten your eyes off of the abundant promises of God, fix your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. The things of earth will go strangely dim because of His God's amazing grace. You may be saved, but somehow you've lost your joy. Somewhere along the line, you've lost your victory. You've lost your peace. Doesn't mean you've lost Jesus. Doesn't mean you're not saved. Doesn't mean that at all. If you're saved, you're saved eternally. But you see, the Lord wants you to have an abundant life in Christ. And He wants thanksgiving. By the way, thanksgiving will bring you a measure of blessing just saying, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. And focusing not on what you don't have, but on what you do have. God help us to be thankful. And I can see my little grandchildren and step-grandchildren around that little room praying and thanking God for their blessings. And I said, Lord, forgive me when I whine. Forgive me when I complain. Forgive me when I forget. What a wonderful Lord you are. I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. And God gives us the opportunity to say, thank you, Jesus, one more time. Let's bow together, shall we? Lord, you're an amazing God. And Lord, I realize this morning there are people in this room that everything is going well and they're blessed and beyond measure. And Lord, what a blessing that is. And there are others who are hurting, struggling, those that are dealing with stuff in their life. And I pray, Lord, for those who may be here this morning who've never given their hearts to Jesus, who've never said yes to Christ, that this would be the hour and this would be the day they'd come and say an eternal yes to Christ, turning from sin and by faith turning to Christ. Lord, in all things, help us to give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.